Demolition crews this week began tearing down the former Rusty Duck building in Sacramento's River District. The Rusty Duck was a restaurant. Sonia Sorge from the Sacramento Business Journal joins us now to talk about this story and other business news. Hey, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
That building was around for a long time.
Yeah, that's right. The restaurant on Burkhut Drive opened in the 1970s and has been closed since 2008. The site was damaged by a fire in 2011, and this demolition is part of a planned redevelopment of the site.
What'll replace the restaurant?
Well, it's apparently too soon to know what'll ultimately happen there. In recent years, a firm bought both the Rusty Duck building and a neighboring former restaurant property nearby. Last year, the entrepreneur behind that firm said he was planning a residential project on the two properties.
And apparently there's a way to own a piece of the former restaurant.
Yeah, an online auction is underway. Keepsakes and memorabilia from the former restaurant are being sold, with profits benefiting the nonprofit Stanford Youth Solutions and Sierra Forever Families, as well as Potter's House, a religious organization. Items in the auction include signs displayed at the former restaurant, and bids will be accepted through September 1st.
In downtown Sacramento, the Citizen Hotel has a new owner, a private equity firm from Miami. What do you know about this deal?
The private equity firm, which is called Cambridge Landmark, bought the 196-room property from another private equity firm. That firm bought it in 2015 for $60 million, setting a per-room sale price record at the time. The price of the most recent purchase wasn't disclosed. The new owner was apparently attracted to the location and Sacramento's overall growth. This is Cambridge Landmark's first property on the West Coast.
Do you know if they're going to be making any changes to the hotel?
Well, there will be a renovation to upgrade the rooms, suites, and public spaces, but the hotel will remain part of Marriott's Autograph Collection, and the manager of the hotel will also remain the same.
And we've got some beverage news this week. It involves an alcoholic pear cider. This is coming from a pear farm in the Sacramento Delta.
Yeah, it's called Hemley Cider, and it's made with the Hemley family's pears, which have grown along the Delta for more than 150 years. Hemley Cider launched 4 years ago, and production of the hard cider previously took place in San Joaquin County. But production is now moving to the family pear orchard in Cortland, which is in Sacramento County. The family also plans to add a tasting room and cider garden to the property, which could open in November.
I guess hard cider is pretty popular now. It seems to be everywhere. Is this company responding to that increased demand?
Well, that could be the case. You probably remember that earlier this year, a cider bar opened in Midtown Sacramento, and local cider manufacturers in places such as Auburn and Folsom have said they plan to expand as well. Hemley Cider makes 20,000 gallons of cider per year and is expanding into new product lines, such as a non-alcoholic sparkling pear drink.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorge from the Sacramento Business Journal. There's more business news at capradio.org/business. And follow us on Twitter as @capradionews.